Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. It's kind of long to say about a happy Wednesday. Sorry for a little confusion today, but going through the last minute things. But I won't prolong the show. We was asking, at this time here, we opened up the line to open up, actually, here, let's see, to ask if anyone has any events or whatever they want to talk about for any upcoming things. We tell you to press one now and we can get you on whatever. I see several lines that are open, so what I do is go on and activate. We got 5675. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on this evening?
Hey, what's going on now?
Ain't nothing to it. I'm just sitting in and I'm waiting on the rest of the fellas to come in, so you can go ahead and open the rest of the line.
Okay. And we got 3469.
Yeah, it's me, Chris.
All right, what's up, son?
I can't call it.
All right.
I can't call. That you out there,
Bill? Yeah, that's me. I'm waiting on you. I know you were coming again, David.
Yeah. I want to hear what the ladies up there. What these boys going to do in Birmingham?
We got another one here, 9316. Your line is open.
Hey, call driver.
Hey, Chris, it's Marshall, man. I was just keying in. Just listening up for whatever happens.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. I was on the line here really about, let's see here, for somebody to kind of give us an update on this weekend, but let me see if I can actually get her in as well.
Yeah, we hear the last wind on that teleport, all the races locked in and all that.
Yeah, so let's see here. Let's see here. Alright, give him a few minutes to get out here. Okay, we got another one here. 5813. Your line is open.
What up, Chris?
Hey.
Hey, this Hall of View Fats.
Who is this?
Hall of View Fats.
Okay, what's going on?
Not much. We got an event coming up October 18th in Union County. We're gonna do a street time shootout and a hand club shootout, and both payouts is $2,000 apiece.
Okay.
And the hand club shootout got to be a true hand clutch.
Okay.
It's all OMU.
All righty.
And the street tire is gonna be Gen 2 hand slider and slider.
Okay. All right, I got it. That may be worth making a trip.
Yeah, we was talking about it last night on Facebook or whatever. Alice came up with a decision where we might as well break it down in two classes, because most people going to complain about a hand slider and a lockup and all that. So we broke it down into two classes.
Okay. I got you. Alright. Let's see here, guys. I'm doing two things at one time. Let me see. 0544. Your line is open.
Yeah, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, just piggyback with Harbor View talking about, you know, we got the event together.
Okay.
Just trying to give back, man, $20 admission fee, no bike entry fee. No additional fees, you know, for the racing and none of that, you know. And, you know, we can have free food too limited, man. So, you know, we're just trying to bring everybody out to have a good time, man, trying to give back.
Trying to give back.
Yeah. So that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to give back and make it a big event, you know.
I got you. Yeah, I got you. And as you say, October the 18th.
October 18th.
Yeah, okay. And what track is this again?
Union.
Union. Okay, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So like I said, well, the year's winding down, so hoping we still can get some racing in, though.
Yeah, we're trying to call everybody out from South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, as far as Louisiana, if they want to come on out. You got
right.
A bad hand,
so
fight, and out.
So you're saying there's no entry fee for the shootout?
No entry fee.
Okay.
None. No, no interest.
Okay.
You know, we will make it worth a while because business is like this. You know, when you go to the track nowadays, now, a lot of people, you know, I gamble. So we like to gamble. So basically, if you
right.
got no interest on a track and ain't got no, you got a bunch of races going on, we can get a lot of gambling on like that. You know, when you go to the track nowadays, you know, most of everybody just making shakedowns and you might see a race here and there, but it's mostly shakedowns, you know, so. We want to start betting, you know, if I do it like that, the way me and Arthur, you came out with it, if we do it like a no entry fee, you know, we pick a couple of bikes we want to get in, a couple of other bikes we want to get into it, we know racing going on. So ain't no fussing about racing. And you know, that will bring a lot more spectators out because a lot of spectators don't want to gamble, you know?
Right.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day, you know, just gambling, making money, and having fun and watching racing at the same time.
I heard that. Yeah, definitely understand that. Let's see. Eugene, your line is open too. Man.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right, what's going on?
Hey, man, just chilling.
Yeah, see. And again, I say, look like the street talk guy has the momentum now at the time. I mean, I don't know how long that thing gonna stay here, but I don't know, man. Maybe something will jump off the photo here with. Yes, indeed. And it's kind of, well, let's see here. I think this is Marvin. Marvin, you're lined up. No, it's not. I'm in coming to this.
What's going on, fella?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Hey, man, trying to get it back in.
Hey, I tried to keep people up all night last night.
Hey, man, that shit was hilarious. That shit hilarious. They be making my time go by, man. I had a long trip ahead of me last night. I delivered in Shreveport yesterday morning. Then I had to turn around to be in Fort Myers, Florida this morning at damn 7 o'clock, so.
Reading all that shit kept my day going. I bet it did. Yeah, doing that. So has anything came out of that yet, or is it still pending?
If Santo get his bike figured out and everything, you know, everything go good with the event, he said he will get in the water bike. You can't ask for nothing more. Because it might hack it up, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like Willie told CC, he in order to run that Lord have mercy bike, he told him what he needs. They declined. So, I guess that's all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know, CC turned around today. I guess he started feeling himself, and he turned around and said, between him and Lord have mercy, they ready for anybody. That's what he said, but if you notice on the internet, it's only been one call-out.
Oh, okay. It was actually a list out of bikes. I don't know exactly.
He made a list, and like I said, only one bike been called out. That's a bike that they know still being down in. That well, I ain't gonna say them. That he knows still being down. Because
okay.
There ain't nobody but CC. Everybody else is cool, you know, just coaching little shit talking. CeCe take it to a whole other level.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody phone going in and out.
Probably mine.
Phone going in and out.
We gonna shoot them on your
hey, his list got number one entertaining Billy Mays M1 song. The store ended. Any fruit, any pen, any drug.
Oh, somebody was just reading it off.
And here you go, it's a Black Caesar and Lord Have Mercy is not shit on. Eddie Kane, Billy Mays, M1, Salt, the store, any fruit, any pens, any drugs, any trip. Last but not least, any stray cats.
Well, did anybody find out they had something on that about a storm? Did they find out which bike that he was referenced to?
He must be talking, he got to be talking about a stormtrooper.
He can't be talking about Star Trooper.
Star
Trooper ain't been out a year.
Yeah, hey.
There's only one more storm out there.
And they're Katrina.
Damn right.
Hey, he better not fuck around and get both of them.
And like I said, that CeCe topic, you got to know CeCe to understand CeCe.
He talking that hype that raise up that coming up about Bella CC though. Yeah, okay. Oh, hey, all I gotta say, he better not fuck with Cole Commander. Well, it's racing, Harvey. If you anything can happen, anything that he better not fuck with, you know, it racing, anything can happen. But yeah, if you being that froggy, then don't throw a rocket high in the air and call out who you want to damn.
Hey, he done had
that list at the beginning of the race season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I fuck with CeCe, you know what I mean? And a lot of people that CeCe run, I gamble with him. But when he go talking all crazy, I think CeCe smoke more weed than I do.
I don't want to smoke that, man.
He gets talking out of side of neck. You know, you made a list. That's the same way he got on that long ass paragraph. Saying Doc want a goddamn run around Willie Hill. Why you couldn't make a paragraph saying okay, Katrina, M1, Salt, whoever, let's get in the water.
Right.
When you make a list and say you'll run anybody, but you still ain't got the heart to say who you want to get in the water with, and that's throwing a rock out of your hand.
Well, maybe he'll come on later on and clear. Well, I know he will come on here. And
I guarantee you, CeCe on here right. He on here right now. He just ain't gonna put number one later on. He got to make a grand hit.
Wow.
That's why I said, don't get me wrong. If he ever run Billy Mays, I'm bad with him. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. I like him old Billy Mays. But a couple of people on that list, I don't know.
I mean, considering that the time frame for us with the last, what, two or three we got left. Shoot, some of these bikes need to go on and hook up before we be looking at the December.
Yeah, the way Mother Nature acting, Mother Nature don't want nobody to raid this year.
You got that right. You got that right. Shoot. I was looking at that myself. I was like, man, Oklahoma even, you know, been not able to get in no races. You gonna see that video, man, that a poster out there about the dude pull up in the little car and push the cow in there?
Huh?
It was a clip that I put out there on Facebook, man. It was a dude pull up beside a cow and pulled the cow up to the car, man, and pushed that cow up in the car and took off with it. Yeah. Well, you get a minute, check out my Facebook page, man. That meant the funny is all I know, but let me see if we can because I want to hit at least I want to see at least two or three of those bikes that are going and get some racing over with, man.
Whatever happened with
Cuffs
and Cuts
and Alex? I told him, man, what sense do it make to lock in a race 2 months out before a race? So wait to 2 weeks before the race and lock in your race and handle it that way.
Yeah.
I said, I know everybody kind of froggy or whatever now, but shoot, I mean, calm down, man. And like I said, 2 weeks before the race, go on and handle your business and go on and get that over with.
We've been saying that all year long.
Everybody probably
took a week off. I know that Hulk smash and Hulk smash all together. They hurt their bike real bad.
Oh, really?
They, yeah. I don't even know they're gonna see us come. Well, I don't know if we ain't gonna see us come to Alabama, but I know the bike
won't. Okay. Yes, indeed. Sam, what's going on up on your end, man? Anything happening this week? Man, we'd have lost him.
Is Marcus
on here? Who is?
Marcus.
Marcus. Which one? From Alabama?
The one that drives truck.
Oh, I don't know where Marvin is tonight.
I want to find out where he is. I heard him talking shit last week. I want to catch Michael.
That's not like him to miss no... So Wednesday. He must be in major work or something for him not to call in.
One of them old lot look might have it tied up.
Yeah, you got that right. I know he hadn't forgotten. Let's see. I'm going to see my message here.
Hey, Chris,
you're
not saying Marshall, huh?
Who was that?
I said, you're
not saying Marshall, huh? No, they was talking about Marvin. Cool. I'm going to send him a message here, man, see if he, forgot. Well, you ever get your bike straight, Antonio?
No Friday, Chris.
Okay.
I know Friday, Joe. I know tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, man.
How is the king of grudge racing going to put a list out and not come on here and defend his list or whatever? That's got me saying, I don't even see him on the board.
I guarantee you, CC on him. He might not be coming from his phone, he might be coming from his shop phone, but CC on him. If he ain't on here, say P on him.
We got, let me see, Kills on. Let's see.
Him and KC been going at it all day.
Yeah, Kills on your line open, man.
What's up, Wick?
What's going on, man?
Kills on, you must be bored of hell today at work.
You know, when the motherfuckers start cheating me, you know, I'm going to try to get the last word.
That shit, that been funny all day.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in a sound like a dry spirit tonight, man. Shoot.
Yeah,
Man, Chris, I read he should have had them women on here tonight for Michael Phillips. Man, you know what, though? It's, like I said, it's an event coming up, so that will answer that. Everybody's crying up until the show.
Hey, Pee-wee. Is Pee-wee still on here?
Yeah,
hey,
Pee-wee's still on.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah, hey, Antonio. What's up?
I'm just trying to see if you're going to go support Roger.
Man, you, I'm going with you. But let me know when you get ready to go. I'm going to come meet you up there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Man, Marvin just sent me a message, man. Let me see if I can cue him in. You guys, just hold on 1 second.
That girl told you last night that ain't no Roger event. Now, don't let her get back
home. I know.
Anyway.
I felt kind of bad.
She got upset. Yeah.
I ain't laughing. Hug got pissed off and straightened us up real quick.
Did she, boy? I was like, ooh.
I think I'm gonna
check
about it. Ain't no finish anything. I think I'm gonna check that out. Ain't no
finish
anything.
Touch it
right up the street.
Well, that's a hell of a name for a
track, ain't it?
That's
how
they got a lot of change for you, man.
Where was that?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, buddy.
I thought somebody had a question.
Hey, I got a question. Is anybody from the Katrina account on here?
From who?
From the Katrina account.
You said they posted pictures?
I'm saying, is anybody from the Katrina account on here?
Yeah, Pee-wee on here.
Hey, well, somebody was talking about it today, and I wanted to know, like, is Richie going to see a ride to our bike, or y'all got another ride? It's just a question.
Well, I'm gonna leave you with this answer. That's an in-house deal.
I was just asking. I just wanted to know. That's all. No big deal.
Well, we're just going to leave that. We're leaving that up to the Speed and Little Richie.
Yeah. Somebody had said something about it. They thought I would ask a shit here. I actually got there. You know, I got there. I'm a fan of goddamn Katrina, so, you know.
I like that combination.
Let's see here. Oh, we don't have no more callers, anyway.
Yeah, girl, we gotta start playing
Duck, Duck, Goose. Yeah, man. Well, special for an event, upcoming event. Look like we're gonna have to
another plan,
man.
Brooke ain't got no race box in for Saturday.
Who was that?
I said, do anybody know if Brooke got a race locked in for Saturday?
I was thinking, if I recall, CJ saying that CJ's going to take it, they got something else for them.
Yeah. I see a lot of guys supposed to be coming now. From North Carolina. Well, yeah, I know they on here.
Yeah, but you know they like to be quiet. They like to pop up on you.
I don't know. I want to hear them fan warning. They talking about coming down to Atlanta and out there going out to the club and splurging and spending that kind of money. They better watch where the hell they go. They go in the wrong spot. All of them be laying down on the ground. Can't rob.
Nah, man, it ain't like that for real. I'm saying that now, man.
Listen to me, man. I stay 20 minutes outside of Atlanta. I fought in Atlanta. Then what you do? You come up there to Atlanta and you go out to some of these guys strip club where you can get anything you want and get the fuck with some of these bras and watch how they set your ass up with you guys and make sure you show them a price full of money.
Hey, shit. Now the motherfuckers ain't down to show nobody no price full of money. Money in no strip club.
What? They might
be something
to
ball.
They might get in the club and
want to
ball the fuck out.
Well, shit, they do that in the strip club every day.
Yeah, but
ain't no damn strip club in where you stay.
Oh man,
say what?
You ain't got no god population of 307. Ain't no goddamn strip club up there.
But I said that now, it's a fucking tennis strip club. You need to come up here and shit.
Ain't got no damn strip club. Y'all ain't got a Walmart.
Y'all ain't got a Walmart.
They ain't got number one this, damn phone booth. And kids on that sandwich right now.
Got everything in motherfucker at now. You ain't got shit where you say it.
Kids on. They got one phone booth, goddamn it. On the corner, kids on got a line around the building right now waiting on folks to use the damn phone. You won't get off of it. You broke that shit every week.
Man, you still on that same old goddamn weak ass donkey, man?
Yeah, motherfucker, you want you goddamn way you ain't got nothing in that town.
That town ain't even on the damn map, man.
You can't even find that sandwich on. You can't even Google that town.
Who it is, nobody.
Somebody you won't fool with.
You're
supposed to be in the fucking rocking chest, well, man. What you talking about?
Yep.
I'll be there. Mm-hmm. Just remember what you said. If you don't race, I got the A-OK to check your ass every time I see you.
We're going to get your ass back in Phoenix City and whoop your ass like Tootin' did last night.
Okay. You ain't going to get me down that spinning ass track.
Shit. Okay.
If I come down in that track hook though, you might as well send your ass back to the house.
Man, y'all ain't coming down until about goddamn 3 years from now.
Shit. Whenever I come out, what you tell me? If you don't read what you say.
You gotta
bike out of the title on play first before you talk about racing.
Look, check this out though. The only way the bike stay together if you don't get on it, cause you be tearing some shit up, man.
Okay.
Don't you worry about mine. Yeah.
What excuse?
That's Ryan's.
You got one that's together here and you ain't racing.
Well, I'm cool.
You
could
race because this Tylon man told you could spray yours.
Yeah, I wish Tylon man would come around my house goddamn playing.
The Tylon man caught your ass at Rock and told you could run on motor, but you can't spray it. That's why you couldn't race down there.
They say y'all already got that bike ready, man. But they say y'all can't goddamn bring the bike out, so y'all owe somebody.
God of War.
God of War.
that God of War bike, when we bring that God of War bike out, you're going to be the first ass we whoop.
Hey, and let me tell you another thing, man. Let me tell you something about y'all dumb ass, huh? How y'all try to cheat those black folks do. Y'all went up there and goddamn bought God of War and they want to pay the extra money to goddamn for the tune and y'all fucked their bike up.
Man, if you don't get your first grade big fat thick pimple right to do the ass off his phone.
Hey, Shad, don't get mad at me because y'all dumb. Man, because y'all dumb.
Hey, if you don't get your illiterate gorilla instinct, chimpanzee brain ass off this goddamn phone, you better. You know what? When I see you, I'll be one of
them. When the last time you raised your hand,
you dumb as hell. I'm gonna give you one of them first grade tabs and one of them big ass pencils when I see you, boy.
You should have went to the bathroom, you should have got the phone booth, and you should have realized that shit, what you just said.
You didn't even know what
you said. I talking to you, cuz. I said, you too old. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, spitting my ears.
What? Tell me what you were trying to say, man. I can't get it. I tried to say. What was he trying to say? What the fuck was he trying to say, man?
What the fuck are you trying to say?
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you trying to say.
No, I'm just saying, Sean, y'all mad at the world because y'all ain't got no money to put y'all bike together.
Shit, yeah, what makes you think we ain't got no money to put together?
That bike been down since the early part of last year. Sound like to me you didn't have no money to spray yours. You could even spray yours. You got a nitrous bike, but you couldn't go to North Carolina. I done been in North Carolina two times. No, you didn't spray that motherfucker right here. They told you you spray it, goddamn it. They gonna load up on that truck. You know you couldn't spray it. One thing about that bike that kills on, we had you nail damn on.
Clearly we did. Well, so why you worry about what the hell it cost? You must go get some money on it.
I ain't giving you shit. I did
what
you
well,
tried.
What are you talking about?
He ain't gonna race. The last time we had kids on getting a race,
he got mad because the motherfucker had two pieces of chicken.
Now, what y'all been doing?
You come in weekend and week out on road, so it don't be talking about shit.
You ain't talking about shit. You ain't racing.
It's called entertainment.
You ain't racing.
It's called entertainment, young man.
You know what you're talking about, that, man? There's so many people come on here, they're going to race this weekend, man. Let's see what they got going on, man. Be quiet.
Y'all ran up with a Phoenix
We got a street tire bike, though. We got a street tire bike going to be there the weekend. You coming to that place in Birmingham?
Yeah.
You going to have a street tire bike?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of them there.
Oh, okay, well, we'll do something up there.
Yeah, we'll talk in person. See what's going on.
We'll do something up there. Yeah, we ain't got no problem with
that. I know the guy that run the track, man, he said he gonna have the track on point, so.
Yeah, it's street tire, the longer they work, the longer the track good, it's gonna be all right.
Yeah, well they call the track the house of Hooks, Alabama, though.
Yeah, they said
the guys in Birmingham,
the track look pretty good too.
Yeah, them guys in Birmingham, they got that sweat by them.
Yeah,
they
said I heard the same thing. I heard some guys with some cars they went there and said the track was working good.
You know, that's good.
I knew y'all was doing bad, Sean, but I didn't know y'all was doing that bad. You always too small to be saying that.
Look at him, man. We ain't doing bad at all. We doing good. I'm on this phone with you. I'm doing good. You ain't seen me on the breaking news. I'm doing good.
Hey, Sean, make sure you bring kids out with you.
Kids out don't go no more than about a 25 or 26 mile radius. That's where they go.
Eugene, I'm gonna be reasonable and peaceful. I ain't finna start nothing. I just got two questions to ask you.
Okay.
And if you don't lie to me, no bad night. But if you lie to me, if I think you lying to me, Eugene, we're gonna have it out.
Okay.
I wanna know two questions, Eugene. And if you don't tell me, you ain't gonna hurt my feelings one way or the
other. You mean you wanna know two answers, you idiot?
He wanted to know two questions. Hold up, Eugene. What is the status of Katrina? I want to know what's going on with Katrina, because you know every goddamn thing. And I got a call today. If you put the bomb shine on Katrina, I got a 1,002 boosters, and I give you the area code. They didn't call me private, Eugene, like you. They ready to do Shine if Shine get on Katrina.
That was a fucking copycat.
Now, what's the status of Katrina?
Hey, let me answer that phone. Hell no.
I tell you what. Let me rephrase that. I'm going to put this in a professional manner. That's going to be up to the owner on his decision.
I didn't ask you what was up to the owner. I asked you because you say you know every damn thing. They're always asking you everything. So now you don't know this.
What's your next question? What's your next
question?
Eugene, you lying to me, Eugene. You know if Stan gonna ride that bike, man. You know. But you ain't got to lie to me, though.
If you know I know Stan gonna ride the bike, if you already know I'm lying,
Eugene. I want you to confirm because they waiting on you to confirm it. Then I'm going to call you. They're not going to call you crap.
Let me put it this way. As far as I know of, I don't think so. Now, anything can change, but as far as I know, I don't know, but my answer would be no.
Now, Kia's on. I got a question for you, Kia's on. I got one question to ask you, Kia's on. It ain't nothing bad. Eugene, if y'all put shine on that bike, I'm going to come steal that bike, man.
Yeah, you won't do that shit anyway.
Make sure you got a padlock. If y'all put shine on that bike, I'm going to come steal that bike, man.
Well, look now. I just heard your bike got stolen. Now you ain't in on your own shit, is you?
No. Afterlife did not get stolen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your trailer got stuff broke into. My bad. Well, everybody know
that shit. You know what? I don't feel no goddamn kind of way. I wasn't mad about it. That shit all good. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no need to get mad. You ain't got no control.
You done got in your own supply.
I got my own bike.
Shan, that's for Shan. Shan, I got my own bike. I don't need to ride nobody's bike.
I got my own bike.
Shan the one need to borrow a bike.
I got my own bike right here. Shan be trying to borrow everybody's bike, man.
Yeah, I got my own bike right here, Kizox. But while you on this phone, then don't mean you go. I'm going to be whooping your ass tonight anyway. Why are you on the ground? Why you ain't got your ass on this side locked this month so I can whoop your ass while you on this phone? You need to get off the phone.
Eugene, let me tell you something. If you put Shan on Trina, they
redo him. He like your name.
He just like to wear my name down to him. That's all.
I'm not going to call him Eugene. I called to talk to Eugene because Eugene go ahead and be
here.
What the hell are you doing, Chris? Somebody was trying to get in. Let me cut. Hold on, Kia Dog.
Let me ask you a question. Since you so worried about who riding Katrina, who do you want to get in the water park with?
I want to get in the water box with the two oldest men on Grudge Talk. The grandpa
listen,
and the great granddad, Eugene Fishstein. That's who I want to race.
You just told me you had a 1,000 and a booster that you wanted to get in the water box. So what do you want, Eugene? Don't hold up Chris line all night with the foolishness.
Eugene, it's plain and simple. I want to win granddaddy and the great granddaddy, you and Shan.
Hang him up, Chris. We supposed to be ready at 8 o'clock, Eugene.
Hold on, guys. I got another caller. Let me try to get this guy. He said that he was trying to get him. Y'all bear with this little old fuss or whatever the music is on his ring, though. All right, guys. We got him. Okay, you can continue now.
I want to raise Eugene and the old man.
You don't want to raise no Eugene, man. You said you don't want to raise me. You had the opportunity. I'm going to give you the break today. You don't even want to take that.
Man, we got to do that break.
Man, you don't even want to take it. We supposed to lock in the money today, and we supposed to be raising at 8 o'clock. Where you at, man? You on the damn phone.
Hey.
What is his name?
Quilvar. What did you make of that?
Well, I'm going to just tell everybody. Everybody keeps dodging the subject. Everybody knows that Possum paid for that man's motorcycle. He can't even, only thing he owns is a wiring harness. He walks around like a sad dumb monkey with his knuckles dragging the ground, and he talks about it. And he always wants people to look. Yeah.
No, you're talking about kids. It's two different ones, I think.
That's why y'all shit blowed up.
Why who?
That's why y'all shit blowed up.
Man, one thing
right.
Well, one thing about it, young fella, we can afford to build that thing.
Matter of fact, I haven't been even talking to you, because you ain't even got no goddamn bike.
Man, go back and get in your tree and shake and me some bananas out, buddy. Matter of fact, only thing I can say to you, buddy, is ooh, ooh, ooh. That's it. Next caller, please. We want to get back to that color.
Say ooh, 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 and blow up like y'all always do.
Go and get me a bunch of bananas, buddy, because I make me a banana pudding.
Sound like I got an echo in your background. You ain't got no furniture in your house. All that money y'all put in y'all bike.
Make me a banana pudding, buddy. I mean, you can't afford to even look at your motorcycle. We was at the rock.
Man,
I felt so sorry for you.
You
hush, boy. The white folks talking. You hush. That's the truth. Shut up when white folks talking. Boy, you shut up when white people talking. You hear me? You don't play that around these parts. You shut up. You can't even sell that piece of crap you got. You walking around talking about like that bike owns you. Possum owns that bike and it owns your monkey tail too.
Y'all don't even own y'all.
Damn. Man, go with this. Next caller, please. Let's talk about that guy named Steve. What is the name? Steve.
ZX10 Kid.
Who?
ZX10 Kid.
I don't know that fella. I don't know that fella.
Man, I know you gotta know who's ZXT. You didn't tell me you ain't never heard of him before?
I heard he talks a lot. I want to get back to that Katrina guy. I mean, he just go away.
Look, one last question, Buck.
Yes, sir.
You need to go ahead and draw on the bum.
Draw on who?
Because the old man, the 66-year-old man, Shane, he can't do with two things.
He literally, he want to be like me so bad. He want to be fat. He want to be like me so bad. I think he's trying to die as hell, man.
Well, Shane, I mean, Shane, he's all right with me. But the only thing about it, these bikes getting taller and taller. It's getting hard for him to get on them bikes. And I just know one day they're going to have some bricks at the start line for him to take off with. I mean, they're getting all that taller.
I mean,
the guy's all right. He raced with my granddaddy. My granddaddy, he plied mules and he raced with him.
Well, then, how old is Shandy? How old is Shandy?
Hey, Eugene, did I tell you he going to call my name about 75?
He's 75.
Did I tell you he's going to keep calling my name, Eugene? Watch. He's going to call my name some more. Watch.
Well, here's what I want to know. We're going to talk about some real questions tonight. We want to get back to these so-called racers out here that got these motorcycles and ain't racing them. Killzone, if you're on the line, tell me why you hadn't ran your bike in a year and a half. Please tell me why. Don't lie to me, boy.
Man, I just ran my motherfucking bike 2 months ago. What the fuck you talking about? Y'all the ones
that
ran.
You ain't ran nothing. You can't get on your motorcycle, boy.
Bike 2 months ago.
You can't ride your motorcycle.
You want the truth. You can't handle the truth, you
monkey.
Why the fuck y'all keep blowing up? Get him off the phone,
you monkey. Get him off the phone.
I don't know who
said
what.
Let me talk to somebody that's lighter than Caleb Hope. I want to talk to some of them light-skinned people. I don't want to talk to him.
Did you see a list that was on Facebook today, that cussing out there?
About, well,
right.
Well, I know. Well, the post that Custom Cuts put on there, you know, he's real colorful for graduation. But I know one thing. That boy that he got going with and that jock guy, now, he's trying to keep it based on the Bible. Lord have mercy on anybody that runs that bike. Lord have mercy on anybody that runs that bike, because if they're running, they're going to get the tail beat in. If they run Custom Cuts, they're going to get beat. That's all I got to say. Lord have mercy on anybody that runs that bike. I mean, who is that bike that wants to run Santos? What is his name?
Willie Hill.
Mm-hmm. Willie Hill? I don't respect nobody with the name Willie, no way.
Oh, shit.
It ain't no worse. Hey, Buck, it ain't no worse than Eugene. It ain't no worse than Eugene.
Now, Eugene, well, I ain't going to lie. Now, Eugene, that's on out there, too, now.
Eugene called it tonight,
but I got a question for you. They say, what is the storm? They want to know from you, what is the storm reference to? I know we asked that question earlier, okay. But since we got that on here, maybe you can tell us.
Well, you got old Buck and old Hot Seat. Now, the storm, I don't know. They several storms. You got Hurricane Andrew. You got Hurricane Willie James. You got Hurricane, all kind of hurricanes. You got tornadoes. I really don't know. I mean, you're breaking up now, Chris. I really don't know about that storm you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I really can't answer that question on that. You're breaking up on me.
I just got another one here. Hey, they're saying, what about the storm in that Lord Have Mercy bike? Is that a good matchup?
Well, you can't go out there and jump on the top dog. We want to go out there and jump on some of these other guys that claim they're fast.
Everybody
we want to get
that R. Kelly T-Step.
No. That
R. Kelly T-Step. You just said Lord Have Mercy on anybody. Now all of a sudden,
Well, I mean, those color guys, they talk all kind of stuff. I don't really know what all they say. I mean, I can't answer that right now, but I will. I get with those guys and see what they're talking about. But, you know, those anybody other than that Katrina and what's that little white boy? Anybody other than Katrina and what's that smiling white boy name? Jeremy Teasley. Yeah, we, you know, he's with us.
Okay.
So, see, what it is, they don't want to be in the position Katrina is right now. I mean, if you're fast, it's hard to get a race. That's the only reason why.
Well, hell, if you claim you're fast, it's hard to get a race. So what is the difference?
If you say you're fast, it's hard to get a race.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now... some of these guys. Yeah, go ahead, the monkey zone. Kill zone.
I said, why the hell y'all keep blowing up, really?
Why we what now?
Why the hell y'all keep blowing up?
Excuse me. I tell you what, you young fella.
Man, you just asked that. I answered your question.
I'm trying to answer your questions. Well, sometimes, you know, Custom Cut's hand won't let go of the throttle. And you know,
but he's gonna be all behind your head.
But only thing about it, it's funny because the cut blows up, but he's always back together. You blow up and you're still in the air. You don't own nothing. You don't own nothing, buddy. You don't own nothing. You don't own nothing. You don't own nothing. You don't. You don't own nothing. You don't own nothing. One thing about it, buddy. You better have your short behind over in my field ready to pick my cotton. We got two inches of rain over here, and it's going to be growing, and I want you with your sack, boy.
That shit you be doing on old-ass
tracks. Oh, I got enough money to buy you and your ancestors.
Man, you ain't got shit.
I got enough money to buy you, and it ain't going to take much because you possum on half of you.
Man, you should
Tell everybody. You tell everybody why you couldn't get on your motorcycle and Poppin' was beating you with a whip at the Rock. You was mad. You looked like a crying monkey over there.
I bet I was there.
I bet you was over there beside that trailer with a banana. I bet you had a banana in your
what?
Mouth.
And you know what? And I got video.
Man, I really don't care what you say, buddy. Because you blew up. You blew up one time. You blew up one time, and you had to sell your whole bike. You had to sell yourself to Possum, to one of my. You had to sharecrop yourself, buddy. You ain't nothing but a short sharecropper. Get him off the phone. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. You get out of here, monkey. I ain't gonna have no car people talking to me that way. There'll be no car people talking to me that way, boy. Chris, mute his line.
I got another question. You can't even spell, buddy. Let me intervene here. One second.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, Chris. You're good. You're a good fella.
Yeah, you've done enough tonight. So it's obvious you're not going to race. So we're going to have to move on into the show. We may have to shut it down if we don't get no more racing in. Anything locked in for this weekend over in Alabama? From your camp, I mean, you do talk to Cuss and Cuss sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I talk to him from time to time.
But is he going to bring a bike over there?
He's going to bring several bikes over to Union.
Oh, okay, you going to Union, okay.
Yes, he's going to Union. Now, I heard it. I mean, I don't want to say what the weather going to look like because I don't like to talk about nobody races, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. We'll go to Union and, you know, and go to that color guy's race over there, whatever his name is.
Well, kids, will you race Cousin Cutting Hill? I mean, he ain't putting you on the spot.
I can answer that. No, he won't race him. He's going to run. He's going to run like the monkey is.
Now, I don't run for no goddamn about it. Me and Cousin Cuz already agreed on the race.
Okay.
Well, I'll make you the move.
He ain't going to take it. He won't take it. I'll lock that in tonight if you want to.
Like I said, me and Cousin Cuz are already talking.
Like I said, you ain't going
to
lock it in. That's like I said.
So we'll see what happens, man.
And I know what's going to happen.
Goddamn race.
You ain't raised. Lock it up.
Nine times out of ten, y'all gonna blow up before anything happens.
Well, that's easy money for you, buddy. Lock it up. Well, you can't beat nobody. I know because you can't spray your bike and you ain't gonna win then.
Yeah, y'all can't beat nobody. Y'all don't even get a chance to race when
we
got
there. Well, one thing about it, we own what we got, buddy.
Man, that's the key word. I own my own shit. Y'all own y'all shit together.
Well, get on it and ride, buddy. You better have Possum.
Yeah.
You better have Possum first. You ain't been on it. You better get on and ask Possum. Can you ride it?
Hey, Chris, what is the next thing out of Alabama?
Man, you got a race. Let me see. There's another race the following weekend. Let me try to think. I don't have my list here. I'm probably hit the Alabama one this weekend, and next week I'll probably hit the Texas. Texas has a race on the 16th. And then
right,
on the on that following week, there is a, let me see, the 9th, 6th. I know Big Ten has a race in State Capitol on the 27th of September, but there's another race before his race. In September. And then October, you got the race in Gilliam, Louisiana. Then on the 6th, no, on the 11th, you got Valdosta, I think. And then on the 16th, there's another race somewhere. So pretty much every weekend, man, there's a race going on somewhere. And then you got the 25th of October, you got the Memphis race.
What, you looking for quarter mile tracks or 8 mile tracks, or you just looking for racing, period?
Nah, I'm just saying, period. Just see what the rest of the damn year holds or shit.
Right.
Is it time to go into hibernation?
Right. Man,
hey,
I'm hoping the weather.
Hey, is anybody on here from LOD?
Yeah, you talking to me, Kill, though.
Hey, Finney City got some on October 19th, or Grudge Bike or some shit?
They got they grew up, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, grew up, bitch.
That shit.
Yeah. So there's no excuse for nobody getting no racing here.
Hey, can you get Cece on here? I need Cece to clear. I want Cece to clear up what damn storm he's talking about. Because I'm nose as hell, and I
want to
know.
Give me a minute, guys. I'm going to try to call him from the show phone. So if you hear the phone ring or whatever. In the meantime, we've got another caller, too. 2041. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hey, your line is open.
This is Justin Cutts.
Well, this pulling hook it on that right there.
Hello?
Yeah, 2041, your line is open.
I
didn't know. He must have got a metro phone.
Yeah, 2041, and your line is open.
Yes, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
This is Custom Cut. Somebody want to ask me a question?
Antonio, on your list, you said a storm. We're trying to figure out what storm are you talking about.
Any bike that's affiliated with kind of weather, tropical or any kind of depression, anything.
Okay, then.
Anything. So, I mean, you know, like I said, you asked the question, and I'm answering.
Yeah,
anybody that's affiliated with any kind of destruction due to weather.
That little socket over there.
They can put their hamburger rider on there, and y'all know who I'm talking about, the one that's born and bred over that way. They're already beat up Saturday.
Man,
any more
to
questions?
Me, you to confuse me, man. Just call out who you talking about, man, and make it simple for everyone.
Hold on. No, here, I'm explaining it just like everybody explained it after they won. They said it was a bunch of destruction due to wind and all kind of water. So that's what I'm saying. Anything affiliated with any kind of wind and water.
In other words, you said stop fighting with getting the water with Katrina. All that beating around the bush is crazy.
No. One thing about it, I didn't mention nothing about jock motorcycles.
Motherfucker, you just said Black Caesar, Lord have mercy.
You know what? I did say Lord have mercy or Black Caesar. If I type it, I mean it. Ain't nobody scared of nobody, man. Y'all act like somebody needs to be afraid of somebody.
Well, what a kingpin, man.
What a kingpin, man. Is kingpin together?
Yeah.
I mean, you keep talking about running Kingpin. Kingpin ain't ran nobody. Matter of fact, don't even mention his name while I'm on the phone because, you know, I'm at the top of the food chain.
But, CP, I want to thank you. You answered my question without all the riffraff, so I appreciate
it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just wish people would stop getting on here trying to, you know, call out these wolves and don't want to really race nobody. You know, like Antonio, I appreciate you racing Robert and getting your head beat in. Everybody knows you from the radio as a truck driver. But you will race, even though you just went barely over 50 miles an hour through the
eight. I bet you won't get on a bike and let me brake like you said you would.
I bet I get on a stock hand clutch and race you and give you the brake. with that little boy you was on. Let me tell you something, Antonio. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. Wait, hold on. And I'm going to tell this to everybody. There ain't no secrets when it comes to my hand clutch. Antonio, I'm going to give you a lesson in dragging a clutch. Look, you got to let it go easy, then give it to me.
Hey, hold on. CC, you got a good hand clutch hand, right? We got a race October 18th. Hand clutch.
How about
where you get in?
Where is this race going to be held at? I mean, I
don't
know.
Union County.
Hey, this is Steve, man.
Yeah.
Hey, look. I don't know, but one storm, at least I know two, Sam and Katrina. Them the only ones that gonna win. So whenever he get ready, all he got to do is call it. I'll come up in his backyard and win his asshole up.
Okay, well, I mean, now see, let me ask you something now.
They win.
Wait, hold on now. You need to let number two talk. You know, since you're number one, let number two talk. Let me get this right. You saying you will run me, and you ain't going to try to break the bank. If you don't try to break the bank, I'll run you.
I said, if you want to run me, just say when. I'll come in your backyard and I'll wear your ass
over. Okay, I mean, if Eddie Kane, look, hold on. He ain't say, why y'all saying that? He ain't say nothing, but he want to run me. Okay, here's what we'll do, see. If Eddie Kane blow up. Wait, hold on. If Eddie Kane, if Eddie Kane blow up or something don't happen and he pay Punk out or whatever, even if he don't, then I run you. You put Michael Phillips on there, I run your bike, man. I ain't got no problem running.
Hey, hold on one minute.
Hey, hold on one minute.
Let me tell you something. You ride your bike and let me figure out who's gonna be on mine. Don't tell me who's gonna be on my bike. Just say you gonna run and that's all I wanna know. I ain't gotta break the bank to whoop your ass.
Yeah, I understand that, but you got to understand, I'm real hype when Mike get on something. I mean, really, if you put somebody else on the bike, I don't get hype.
You get hype when you and Mike decide. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But what I'm telling you is, if you want to run Katrina, you ain't got to throw no rock and hot chain. You can bring that ass on out there. I'm going to show you what time it is.
Okay, That's what you say, but I mean, you got a bite just like I got a bite. It ain't nothing but a race. Ain't no bad blood.
Well, I tell you what you do. Is it gonna be fun in your town this weekend?
In my town this weekend, I'm gonna be at a race this weekend.
I'm gonna come to Alabama, and I'll make the stop up. I'll come on up there while you at, and we'll get on up there, then we'll go back by our business.
No, she ain't gonna be there. If we do anything, it's gonna be in October down in Valdosta. He's going to be at my home track in front of my hometown.
I just wanted to accommodate you.
Yeah, I know, but my record against New Orleans down there is flawless. My record against New Orleans is flawless down there, so I'd rather keep it that way.
I don't think I'm saying is, if we ain't got to be no race for me to go up there and get on you. I got to make a trip through there anyway.
Okay, I mean, you know, but like I say, all the big bad wolves dead around here, so, I mean, we can add you to the pile.
It's all about brushing your bike. I like the brush, Ray. I like the race. I don't care nothing about all that. If you want to run, we're going to run.
Yeah. I mean, but one thing about me, I'm going to tell you something. See, you know, already know this about me. I already know what it takes to beat a person before I call them out. So just remember.
Well, since you know what it takes, then you ought to be ready this weekend. I'll come in your backyard and I'll race you.
Yeah, but I'm going to Union. I'm going to Rogers race. No mercy.
You got what it takes to beat me. I'm just saying, I come on up there. I ain't going to be far from you anyway. Might as well come on up there.
I understand that, Seed. I mean, you good people when you want to be, but, you know, we're going to have to stay on the side of the fence.
He ain't ready, Seed. Can't you hear that, Seed? He's not ready. We got to wait to battle off. You got to wait to battle off. He's not ready.
I'm gonna tell you something. I travel all around the world just to race. So you know,
You ain't did that. Nobody else ain't did. Steve, I appreciate that.
I tell you what. Next time, you know what? I'm gonna do for you, Custom Cut.
What's that? Give me the break.
I pay my guy just to let you move down there. You know, just don't take off because I don't want to go red so you can run your mouth.
I just let you do like I did before. Just let you move and run over your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You talking about when I was on Geronimo? When I was on Geronimo?
I don't care what you was on. Whatever you was on.
Okay.
I was on mine to beat Geronimo. What you can do is just right here.
I bet you won't give
me
the move.
You get your bike ready. Whenever you get your bike ready, all you got to do is say you ready. Just go on Facebook and just say you ready. That's all you got to do, and I'll show you what
I do. Oh, and you're going to give me the move. That's what you're telling me. You're going to give me the break, big dog. Oh, no, don't get no static in the phone. Are you telling everybody you're going to give me the break?
Hey, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give you. I ain't like some of the other folks you challenge. You get your ass in the water box the best way you can, and you take the break.
Yeah, I thought you were going to backpedal on that.
Hey, just try to let your button go. Hey, what you do is try to let your button go for my guy and let his go.
Yeah. Hey, C, you're a smart man. You backpedal real easy there, buddy.
I got a lot more ears in this shit to do, though.
Hey, one thing about it, you don't take me lightly. You already know you can't give me the move. You already know that.
And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to talk to me to give you the move.
Wow. Hey, man, Chris, hey, look, whoever takes the
seat. You got two boozers, outlaw boozers, and they don't know about the phone to get my way.
Hey, man, whoever takes the seat telling him not to, you know, fall into this trap, man, please stop.
This will be an ear up race
anyway. Last time I checked, I'm damn near 50 years old, so don't nobody really tell me nothing to do. Good man above. So I tell you what you do. You might need to wait till Halloween. That urn's gonna mess with a pumpkin, cause that one's gonna get put up in your ass a pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah. You know. Okay. Well, like I say, fellas, I already got a locked in race with Eddie Kane, but y'all already know the score with him. If he survives his own testing, then yo, I got to run him.
Blow the fuck up.
Huh? I mean, hey, we already got the race locked in, so I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to tell Steve I was going to run, but this has been a long time coming. I've just been trying to keep my mouth closed.
Eddie Kane
going to
do your life.
It's been a long time.
Hey,
I've been sitting there waiting like Job, too. I've been patient like Job for you.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna make you eat some words there, old Steve. I'm going to make you eat some words.
Yeah. Hey, listen. That little shirt you gave me, I've been cleaning my CST wheels off with it.
Well, I mean, I knew you had to do something else to wear it because it wouldn't fit you.
Yeah, custom, he ready.
But I already ran through New Orleans this year like bad green, so I mean, I might as well run through the rest of y'all. So.
I want to say like bad green.
You ain't one, but one ready.
That's one more than Kingpin on one.
Mike is not from New Orleans, though, Cousin Cut. Mike is not from New Orleans.
He's still tripping about that one man. Chris, let me ask Chris something.
Name anybody on this line right now that's going to race more than four times this year in the big dog class. See, he ain't. I ain't. Kingpin ain't. Come on, now. Ain't nobody raced more than four times.
Yeah, but that's only been one time.
It's been a bad year for racing for everybody. The weather,
right.
Everything,
yeah.
Man. It's been a bad year.
Bad,
I mean, but I know one thing. Bad odds are going to come. Bad odds are coming. My record down there is flawless.
No, it ain't. Because you lost the four horsemen race, so your record flawless.
Man, I'm talking about this year. I'm talking about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm talking about 2 years ago.
You just said about Oscar.
Man, look here. Let me tell you something, man. I know what my record is down there in Val Oscar. Just come down there and try to beat me. That's all you got to do? Just come down there and try to beat me.
You ain't going to do shit down there.
Yeah, when we got somebody on here talking that they don't own a motorcycle and walk around
yeah,
with...
Don't worry about all that. Ain't nobody gonna ask you to see your car to your bike.
Come on, man. You ain't got no kind of weight in this game, man. All you do is just try to promote.
Well, I ain't promoting nothing.
You know, that's all you do, man. Ain't nobody but probably one person on here that's willing to run me. Everybody else cowers standing behind somebody else's bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Everybody else on here cowers. They only one man on here that say he's going to run me. Everybody else standing behind somebody else's motorcycle. You ain't got nothing but a phone full of Du Bois on here.
It's not a motorcycle. It's a motorcycle.
Well, see, you're riding along with her. You don't own your full bike. Your brother don't have hood. You don't own half hood.
Hey, man, let me tell you this right here. One thing about it, I ain't got to go outside of my household to get on my motorcycle. It's right here with me.
But what
whether brother
that
on
mean?
It or whether
that,
because
what
you know what? You know what? You can stop pumping gas for Tootie, and he can put you off the team. My brother can't do me like that. Okay.
Oh,
so the only thing you need to do, Antonio, is keep picking up for Tootie. You don't try the racing part and got your head tore off by somebody that don't even ride a motorcycle.
I bet you won't give me that break. I'll scare nobody like you said.
Man, no, I got my own hand cut.
Oh.
I got my own hand cut.
Well, I tell you what, if right now is the finger to the grudge.
When is grudge fit?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, and I'm a draggy. I give you that break at grudge fit, and I'm a draggy. With a hand clutch, y'all ain't never beat me. I drove your number one son with a hand clutch.
I'll run you for that $2,370
if you can come up with it again. Okay, now, if, like I said, if Eddie don't run me, I already told a whole bunch of people down this way that I want to run, see where my bike was at with Katrina. So you was going to get a race regardless. So,
man,
I mean, you know, I want to see. And I don't want to hear nothing about it, but the button came off like Geronimo was saying, talking about the button or... Or Dan was too high or something. You know, I don't want to hear all that.
I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't got no excuses.
I lose.
But I tell you this. If I whoop your ass, I whoop your ass all day till she blow up, if she blow. But I ain't got no problem. So she blow.
Okay.
But I tell you what, I whoop your ass all day till you change jets in that song, bitch.
Okay, and you're right. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. If I beat you one time, I'm going to put it on the trophy shelf and ain't going to race you no more.
I don't care what you do with it. That's your bike.
I mean, you know, so that's how I race. I put you on trophy shelf. You ain't got to run me no more if you beat me.
I ain't caring what you do. They ain't going to stop me from racing. That don't bother me. But when I whoop you, I'll whoop your ass again and again and again and again.
You're right. You look nappy looking
ass, bad ass kid.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, like y'all guys from over that way, y'all talk a bunch. And see, I ain't got nothing against you. It's just a race. But don't fall into that trap of running your mouth and keep knocking it up. That's all.
Hey, man, let me tell you what you do. Go up there while you bike at and act around.
Wait, say that again.
Go where you getting your bike worked on. If you think I'm playing with you, and act around. I mean what I say, and I do what I say.
I don't know. I mean, is it somebody you want me to ask? I mean, I just can't go up there with my bike and start asking about you.
You're a grown man. You can ask who you want to ask. I say go up there. If you think I'm bullshitting you, you go up there, and you act around a little bit. You don't know me that well. You act around a little bit. I'm a man of my word.
Wow! Is that a threat or something? Are you throwing out a threat?
No, it ain't nothing. It's just, hey man, I love front racing. I love it to death.
I mean,
I'm just saying,
it ain't like you, Dirty Harry or somebody.
I mean, you had like a Chinese
I'm just
saying,
like,
somebody.
Like, hey, listen, I tell you like this. I'm going to tell you, you want to see why your body is, and I want to give you a little whoop.
Hey, hold on now. I feel like you're trying to step on my toes now. You saying, I want to see what my bike has, and you trying to whoop.
Well, get you some
man,
steel poles.
Man, quit
some
wild ass whooping.
Okay,
I
okay.
I said, get you some steel poles. I'm all over you. You asked for this. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, and I already had told a whole bunch of people. I even told, and I think, Antonio that I'm working my way up the ladder. I'm number two in the race game this year, and I'm out of race number one.
Yeah, right. I can't see why you're racing Eddie King first. Race me first, then, and you'll get
double
jacked.
Hey, I tell you what, you call Eddie King and put the and you take
nah,
his lock in. You take
not
his
not
place for his
Eddie
lock
King.
In.
I'll
run you.
I,
no, I ain't got
I don't
no
have
use.
Eddie King.
Hey,
I ain't putting nobody. I'm not gonna put nobody else in nothing. I stand on my own 2 feet.
Okay.
I ain't gonna ask
okay.
my brother, my sister, my dad, or nobody. You,
okay.
If you want. Number one get number two. All you gotta do is say it. When we get up there, you can shut the bike down till you get tired, and I'll be right there. I'm gonna shake mine down, and then I'll set up
the gas. Okay, I mean, you know, whatever you say. I mean, but you know, I know how you play the game, and I know how I play the game, and I think we play it perfectly. We're gonna just see. The only thing about me and you, I ride my bike. You have to stand back and see it and look at your bike.
Yeah. I ain't rode my bike
and
this is 2003.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, one thing I told you the last time I saw you and actually talked to you, I told you who I was going to get, and I got the job done. So I'm a man of my word when it comes to that. You know, I'm a man of my word. But we going
to – All you got to do, I'm talking about you called out Storm. I did. So I don't know but
yeah.
one bike, two bike names after Storm, so – That's Katrina and Sandy.
And
I ain't running no motorbike
against
on nothing,
right? Hey, I didn't try to shoot Colton in the night.
That's the only reason I'm not shooting Colton. I'm getting dead on your ass. Whenever you get ready, just say when.
Okay, there ain't no problem. See, I'm ready too now. But I know
well,
what it takes to beat you
now. We can do it this weekend if it don't rain in your backyard. I come to Valdosta and I get it on. I get it on right there in Valdosta. Boy, you did.
Now, see, one thing about this, we're going to do this October 11th because, see, I know what it takes to beat every motorcycle I call out. I know what it takes to beat Eddie Kane and all the rest of them. And I know what it takes to beat you. All it takes, well, I explain that to you after I get your head. Yeah. I know what it takes. And that's for me doing my own homework.
All right. Okay, whatever.
I don't believe he's gonna race you, see.
I ain't lying. I don't believe he's gonna
race you.
Okay.
Hey, wait, hold on. Let me ask Steve something. I want to see how truthful this man is. See, you saw them boys in Valdosta didn't show up. Did I coward up and load up and go home? I ran the next best thing out there. Off the muscle.
Custom cut. This ain't got nothing to do with what you did when Billy Mays didn't show up. This is a totally different game. You call out me, and I say I'm ready. Now, if you ain't ready, you need to shut the shit up and play with somebody else because I'm ready.
Wow. See, I mean, that's what's wrong with grudge racing right now. Yeah, it's so many guys that
get
think they're bad.
Got the tailpipe.
Man, look here, man. Go find something to gnaw on. Okay, you don't need to be talking on this line right now. That's what's wrong with grudge racing right now, man. It's so many people trying to hype themselves up like they're a bear. Y'all want people to run you, but yet and still y'all out here, you know, trying to get people, you know, scared of you and stuff. Man, I ain't scared of them. I want nobody on this line. You got a bike, anything can happen. Yeah, anything can happen in racing, but
hey,
I don't want you getting back on here.
I'm just saying, and I'm gonna tell you like this, Custer. I've been beat 2 or 3 times. I've been beat by Sinister, Cocaine, N2D. I've been beat. So I'm just telling you like this. I ain't saying I can't be beat. I say I'm ready to race, whatever you are. So now
yeah,
if you ain't
I
ready
mean,
to race, don't call me out.
Look. Who calls somebody out and be ready to race the next day? We saying in October.
I told you,
you say you're going to Union this weekend, so your bike must be ready.
Everybody saw the post I made. I'm going to Union with a hand-cut motorcycle. I didn't say nothing about Caesar going to Union. I said a hand-cut motorcycle. That's what I'm bringing. But I'm telling you Caesar will be in Battle Ops for October. So that's where I'll be.
Man, I'll be at a Halloween party in October. That's a long way from here. I don't think I'm saying is don't call me out unless you're ready.
Okay, all right. You sit there and laugh and cut up, but how
do
you think you're going to call you and wife?
I see what you're saying. He done called you after about some storm, any kind of bike that got a name of a tropical storm or whatever. So that means he called you out. So that means you think he ready now, but he's not.
Yeah, I thought he ready now.
Of course, y'all going to sit up here and say, Feed, I know what you're talking about, because y'all sucking up. But what I'm saying is, I'm just letting you know.
I know it ain't many bikes got that name.
No. Well, like I say, I'm letting the man know that he on my radar. That's all. In October,
you got him in sight.
Yeah, October the 11th. Y'all know how I roll, man. Y'all know I call the Joe guy, and it may be a year from now. But I'm going to call you out. I'm just giving him 30 days. 30 days. You come down here to Battle Ops, Eddie Kane back out, which he's probably going to do. Katrina, I ain't got no run. Steve, I ain't got no problem running you. Got no problem running you. I don't know why y'all think I should be scared of anybody on here. You know what, Chris?
Hey,
I'm going to tell you this. I ain't going to hold your line.
Hey, cut. Hold on, cut. What if you don't get by Eddie Kane? Then what?
No. Let me tell you something now. That's in my guarantee from the guys who work on my bike. It's a guarantee that I'm going to get by him. It's a guarantee.
Oh, okay.
They guaranteed me to get by Billy Mays, and if he would have showed up, I would have got by him. You see, I got by the sick and fast booster in the world at the time, and I knocked them out the box. But I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm going to tell you this. Somebody should be scared of the guy who's on the phone talking to me. But it's a race. That's what y'all want to see. Y'all want to see me race the best. Now I'm trying to race the best. Now y'all knocking me for that.
Hey, check this out, fella.
If I do get out there and race Seed and I get my brains beat out, I done did more than half of y'all done did on the phone. I don't race the man.
Yeah, you race.
I don't know why.
Ain't nothing guaranteed in racing, so I'm just saying if you want to race, we'll race. I love racing. I ain't be a mind to sit around and look at it.
Okay, now, Harborview, you was down there in Battle Ops. You seen me struggling all day. But one thing about me, I'm a race. When everybody gave me the thumbs up, I went out there and I did the race. And matter of fact,
hold on. You took the bike out of the trailer, made a burnout. Took it back, came back, made a shakedown, that bitch spinning at the 60 foot. Then did it again. Then you made a full pass. Come on.
I mean, what? That's all in getting the bike ready. The bike is in the shop.
Put it like this. I've been telling everybody for the last 2 years, if CC run his bike during the daytime, that bitch ain't going to get down the track if it had a greaser sock in it.
What's that supposed to mean?
I've never seen your bike go down the track during the day. That bitch go down the track at night.
Because it's a
you got a vampire, CC.
It's a black motorcycle, man. Come on, man. My motorcycle ain't white. My motorcycle black.
Hey,
it's black.
Listen to this. If Billy Mays would have came and ran you, and you told Billy Mays by 5 o'clock y'all had to be in the lanes, right?
Hold on. Billy Mays said he was going to give me one in the break. Remember that?
He was going to give you one in the break, right? Listen to this. He was going to give you one in the break. You said be in the lanes by 5, right? It was still hot. Your bike never get down the track in the heat. So you was going to lose that race regardless.
Man, come on, man. Wait, hold on. Do you got a pot on top of your head? You trying to predict the future, Aladdin?
Hold on.
I tell you what. When Eddie King comes down here, I'm going to go with 60. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, Antonio, you know this dude don't know what he's talking about. Harvey View,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you this.
Hold on. Time out. If your bike, your bike never get down the track in the heat. Come on. Never, ever.
Wait, hold on. First of all, that's tuning to conditions, fool. We were tuning to conditions. We already know we weren't going to run that bike in the heat.
You should have told that man to be in the lane by 5 o'clock.
That man didn't show up. First of all, Dano came up to everybody.
If you would have shown up, y'all would have ran before 5 o'clock. You would have lost on me.
Dano came up to everybody and said, look, I suggest y'all not to get your motorcycle. Don't put your motorcycle out there. The track needs to cool down. He came around and told everybody that. So we said, you know what, we done made one shakedown. We're going to wait. We're going to wait around and see. He was right over there by us. He know we waited. We went down there. When it got dust dark, Antonio, what did that joker do? What did it do, Antonio? That joker got out of the dark.
It went to work.
Yeah, any fool know you wait till conditions right.
Well, my thing is you shouldn't have told that man to be in his lane by 5
man,
o'clock.
Come on, man. You sound like a brawl, man. Why are you complaining? You ain't had nothing to do with either.
Hey, I ain't complaining.
And you don't even bet no money. All you do is just go on the internet and post. You post pics and pick up bikes, man. You're a fiend. You're a motorcycle crackhead.
Hey, I tell you what. I know somebody got a hand clutch bike right now and want to get across your ass.
Get on one and I'll bet with it. No, that's Rusty. That's Rusty, his twin. That's Rusty.
That's the son. The Harbor View.
I was gonna say this Dusty Daddy,
and I don't give a damn. Let's get it.
Alan, you can't tell the difference between Harbor View and your son.
Hey.
Yeah, Mom.
Hey. That's right. I got it back. So what is all this racing going on? I've been drunk, and I've been visiting at Facebook, so I said I want to get away.
I'll be in South Carolina this weekend, in your backyard. In your backyard. Custom Cuts would be there on a hand.
They're going to Alabama, man. I can't stop what nobody's doing.
Look, to ease everybody's fears, I'm not going to Caesar to South Carolina, so you can come out the woods. Caesar won't be up there.
So you really think you scared somebody with that turn?
Man, look here, man. I got one man scared on this planet. And let me tell you something. He around a bunch of gumbo right now. He's thinking about it. Oh, yeah, he's thinking about it. The gumbo king.
Hey, who the hell you got scared? I know you ain't
gumbo.
No
king. The gumbo king.
We take a video.
The gumbo king.
Well, how are we going to send it? Because I don't have my phone.
The gumbo king. Y'all, everybody, that's his new name. Not C, it's the gumbo king.
Oh, so you think because – now, what do you think? Tell me what you think.
What the hell? He got seeds, kid.
Man, look, let me tell you here. Let me tell you, when you're a big one fast
bike,
you don't beat them all.
Man,
ain't
no way in the hell you whooping that motherfucker with popcorn.
Hey, that's what I told y'all. But we knew everybody in the world.
Now you're going to race Katrina.
I'm a race Katrina. If I win, good.
You ain't gonna do that. Let Eddie Kane not show up.
Which you know he from y'all neck of the woods. He probably ain't gonna show up. They're like Billy Mays.
Billy Mays in.
Yeah,
it's
Billy Mays in.
60% chance of rain. What about when it didn't rain and he showed up and you popped your popcorn?
I had a set of EDKs in the truck for sale. You should have put it in that car, y'all. CC, I'm gonna tell you, man.
Hey, nobody's scared of you or nothing you hang around.
Okay,
not a damn thing you hang
around. What you mean? You talking about Lord have mercy?
Hey, man. Hey,
man,
the second Lord
have mercy.
The first Lord have mercy got sold. So what the hell is this? Is damn mercy or damn have mercy or what? Look,
wow,
see, hey, look, CC.
Yeah.
Oh,
man,
all you
man,
do,
hey,
take an interview and keep on pumping it. Soon it's going to bust. Now you keep on doing that. Hey, look.
Okay.
Damn that. What we supposed to get it on that night? And then y'all ease back around there and say the same damn thing y'all said about your bike. We'll try yet another track, another day. Tell it.
Man,
tell it.
Man,
yeah,
no, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
You don't remember
all
that.
I remember Eddie King
man,
going up
hey.
And they shit the track.
Oh, you talking about Eddie King?
No,
you
in Rockham.
Two tracks back to back, and you got
in,
a booster.
In Rockham. In Rockham, he blew up and shit the track down. Man, we was about to get it on, but, I mean, hey, things happen.
How you was going to get it on? Your bike was stuck in the trailer with three metal spark plugs.
Yeah, you real funny.
Yeah,
hey,
you
got to
do.
Man.
They sat around
hey,
and
told man. Hey, man, I told you I had some NGK
hey,
in the truck.
Look, I got on the phone late, man. I seen on Facebook, they said, Cousin Cut talking about running seeds. You can't even put them in the same damn sentence. That's English versus 3K.
What'd you
say
on the internet? What'd you
tell
on
me what happened. I'm late. I'm
y'all
sorry.
The only one. Y'all the only one see. Man, I'm a Ray. He got a motorcycle just like I got.
Hey, how did he scare him? He done ran him.
Well, you call that a run? No, he chased him. He didn't run. He chased him.
But guess what? We lost. That's all. Hey, we lost. He got paid.
Okay,
but I
can't
see
well,
we've been trying to
y'all?
Beat. Hey, we've been
hey,
trying to whoop your sweet
like
ass for 5 years. We ain't got to know. We ain't got to yet. Get out there, sugarcoat. Get out there.
Don't
talk about what that man did, though.
Okay, now, this is what I don't understand. Why y'all sit up here talking about Kingpin fast, Kingpin this? Kingpin ain't beat nobody, but y'all put this man on top
hey,
of everybody.
That man
y'all,
tried to get you one in
the y'all? You got the wrong y'all. You got the wrong y'all. And look, and Buck got a nice ass motor. That's what the hell he figured out that combination from. Yeah,
a nice motor.
I'm telling you,
a nice motor.
Yeah,
you know how many
yeah.
nice motors
and
I've
it don't blow. It don't blow like that, man. See, it don't blow like that, neither.
Come on, man. Y'all sit up here and worship this man, and he ain't beat nobody. Come on, man.
No.
That's a good thing. He ain't beat nobody, so that makes you should try to run that man.
Man, look here. You don't need to be talking to me. I talk to people with motorcycles.
Man, hey, why are you worried about that? Hey, everybody got
hey,
a plan.
Don't worry. I got a 1,000 coming on the street, Ty Slaughter. You can get it.
Hello, it's Matt.
Hey, what's going on, man? We got you online, man.
Hey, Matt.
Fred, what's happening?
You got the zap? You got the damn zap?
Who this?
You got the zap to go with your map? This is Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Who the hell you think it is?
I don't know who it is, man.
And got on here. Hey, look, Matt.
Who this?
How hard is it for you to catch Katrina on your camera?
I tell you what, man, I can catch him at Last of the Mountain this weekend if he coming in the all 8 right. like he said he was going to do that down there in Baton Rouge when we was at Christopher. What's happening, Chris?
Oh, not too much, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, them 14 down there, brother. Land of 14 down there where you at.
Yeah, it's checked out country over here.
Yeah, you told me that when we got started filming, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey man, I appreciate you hitting me up, man. I mean, I want to fill in about everybody in on what we got going on in Alabama this weekend, man. We're trying to bring Alabama racing back down there. You know, ever since that $90,000 debacle they had down there, you know, we're trying to put some racing down there. We're gonna be test tuning everything so far. We test tuning Friday from six to 10 o'clock. We ain't got nothing to do with that, but the track gonna be open.
Okay.
And that's what we're working on right now.
Everything lovely?
everything so far looking good, man. We just deal with a lot of weather issues everywhere. You know, as far as percentage, you know, 30, 40, 50. We know at some point it probably get a little rain come through, but you know, we right now we're still weather watching. So if you know, it is what it is. So you know, by Friday evening, hopefully we have some good weather coming in, and we're gonna do some testing tuning, and we're racing Saturday.
Everybody
with it? Goddamn, is it crickets out there?
It sounds like it.
God damn.
It's got a pretty cricket out there called CeCe.
Who?
A pretty cricket.
Oh, man, he didn't come show Chris love. Why we having this discussion?
But guess what you do? Get on Chris.
Who? Who?
You get on the show, but you don't show him no love.
Nah, you ain't got to put him on the show, man. The less we hear, the better it is, man. We talking about race, man. You know, you don't. The man that put you on the shine for, you know, a year and a half, 6 months, promote yourself, get your money locked in, and you don't come to his race in Louisiana. What you want?
Him going.
And after that, man, I'm out. You know, I ain't gonna get into none of my personal opinions, but you know, September 6th, last of the mountain of Birmingham, man, we gonna get some racing, man. We're gonna make somebody famous down there, man, y'all. That's all I got to say about that. Chris, I appreciate the love, brother.
Hey.
Okay,
hey.
Man.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
Don't get your ass off before you say what you're gonna do to NC.
Who knew?
You already know. I told you Bud Light now. NC is coming.
Who is this?
Alec Bud Light.
Oh, what's going on, man? Congratulations, man.
Hey, NC coming.
Hey,
congratulations,
man. We get our ass whooped. We got our ass whooped.
Hey, congratulations on the hand clutch killer defending his championship.
Alex, tell him how you get down.
Straight up and down. I don't fuck around. If you go to the left, you'll make a girl.
Legendary.
CeCe, go to the left. Hey,
what
hey,
you say?
It went to the medium for you, CeCe.
Damn it, boy.
God. You say you go to the left.
You make a girl.
Damn God. Straight up and down.
Hey
man, you coming?
The race.
Hey man, you coming down the side? You gonna make it down to B-Hand? What you say, man?
Man, I might come, man.
I tell you what, man.
Fight back, man. If
I
get in the ground back though, I'll be the first one in the truck. I'm gonna fly down there like Robin Williams.
Hey man, I'm gonna leave you a gate pass, man. Free gate pass if you make this event, man. We love to have you down here, man.
We're gonna
have some fun.
I already talked to boy. Hey, but look.
Yeah.
If I don't come, because I ain't getting my shit back, because I'm going to blow that motherfucker up or get fucked up. One to two.
How you like the video, man? How you like the YouTube video? YouTube hating on me now, but how you like the video?
Yeah. You know how I am. Hey. I forgot to have the video.
Yeah, that's all right, though. I made you look good. Good to have you there, man. Having fun.
Hey. You know we race. Hey, and you know damn well we didn't want to run each other. But we love to have fun, man. Hey,
what you say? Ernie Brown and Bud Light Line, that what you said?
You know we going to try that. Hey, Sam, as soon as I get it back. So I can get my head beat in and I go home and go to sleep.
You know who we got? Look, you know who we got on the microphone this weekend? We got Miss Bud Light Line on the microphone.
Miss Bud Light Line, damn you.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, Chris, I'm out.
Okay, man.
Hey, we out. I'm out, Chris. I'm out, man.
Okay, man. Take it
hey,
easy.
I don't know how to act. Hey, but CeCe.
Hey. Hey, hold up. I heard it's going to be 90% chance of rain in Union, CeCe.
He done left the building.
Uh-oh.
When you said to the left, Alex, he got the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, you know what you're telling people do.
Damn it, boy.
But I'm gonna tell y'all, I just wanna clear the damn air. Ain't no way in hell that fool gonna race Steve. See, he can ride his own damn bike, whoop his ass. If he's trying to be funny, you know what I mean?
Earth gonna turn dark before CC run Katrina.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. As soon as airtime comes and lock in the next job, it'll be business as usual. So don't never get caught up on whatever. Cause what is the national saying? One damn monkey don't stop itself. That be my fat, drunk ass nigga. Fuck that. I'm out. Nanu.
Goddamn, Alex, boy, you hell.
Wow.
It was out, you. Hey, Chris, he cut out.
Okay.
That motherfucker, boy, he called me drunk than a motherfucker.
Mm-mm. Whoa, boy.
Yes. Well, Chris, I guess I'm out too, man.
All right, I guess we done heard enough for tonight. Yeah, fool. Now we just need to get some action going here. That's what I'll be waiting for.
Me too, Chris.
I just want to be there to witness it, man. That's all. I just want to see two good grudge races. Yes, indeed.
Hey, man.
Huh?
Hey, man, I want to put Orlando Speedway on the map.
Okay. Man, that's fine.
Well, I'm gonna try to do something next year down there.
Okay. Just let us know in advance, man. That's about 12.
Oh, yeah, 10 for.
Yeah.
Well, we go down there just about every Wednesday and test and tune or whatever, so I'm going to talk to the dude next Wednesday when we go down.
Okay.
Wait, where did you say?
Orlando. Orlando Speedway in Orlando, Florida.
That's a quarter-mile track. This is an 8-mile.
A quarter-mile track. The dude that used to prep Vados to prep Orlando. So I know it's hooking. It's a lot of parking. It's a nice track.
That's not the track that's highlighted in green or whatever with the neon lights or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, it's green and gray.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, it's a long jump. Oh, I know. That's down there below.
Well,
it's
about the same for us as it is going to North Carolina.
Okay.
I think it's about 12 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
God damn.
How long is Carolina to Orlando? About a 9-hour drive.
Yeah, because Orlando 2 hours from me. And it take me 6 hours to get to Carolina.
Oh, 6 hours? Pretty much it'd be the same distance almost for them to drive to Valdosta than it would be to drive to Orlando.
Yeah.
No, it take us, what it took us, 8 hours?
It's 9 hours. Nine from here to get to Valdosta. It takes Well, I was talking about the guys coming from Carolina down there. Would it take them longer to get to Orlando? It'd be more shorter to go to Valdosta.
It's probably about the same because it take me 2 hours to get to Valdosta from Jacksonville.
Okay. I know a lot of ATV guys over there too in that area. Yeah.
Sure, we got an 8 mile track in Green Cove. Rasheed supposed to be doing a hand clutch shootout too. November 8th. I'll be down there. It's a new track. That's the first event for that track. Or whatever.
Okay.
The track has only been open about 6 months.
okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, indeed. Man, you made Cousin Cook get off the phone tonight.
That's the easy. That ain't nothing to do with me.
Now, I guess we'll be reading this all night tonight. about that. Cousin Cook probably waking everybody up at 12 o'clock or something. Well, guys, I guess we just gonna have to call it a night. And I mean, everybody's quiet. I guess they're shocked and letting all this stuff process in.
Hey, Chris, you gonna try to do it on Friday again?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to, man. It depends on if I leave on Friday, headed over to Alabama, and I may try to do something this Friday. But if not, I know definitely no later than Friday morning, whatever. And I sent out some little old messages to Sarah. One kind of like do it like we done the last time underground.
Yeah.
But I will let you guys know if we decide to do something.
All right.
Well, okay, guys. I guess we'll call it a night in, and want to wish everyone to drive safely this weekend for those that are traveling to the events or whatever. And hope that we'd be able to get some racing in, or at least get to see some racing. Man, because it's just been, this year been kind of messed up.
Yeah, been a lot of rain and everything.
So hopefully we'd be able to get some, especially this big race here, Katrina and Cece race.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I think the guys from Texas want to get a hold to him, too. So he has plenty of races. It's just a matter of setting the time. But I think they're supposed to lock in 2 weeks before that date. So I won't even bring them up. So, but with that being said, guys, I guess we definitely would catch you all later.
All right, Chris.
All right, man. You all have a nice one. All right. Thank you.